SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, what activities will you participate in this Labor Day? And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
What project are you embarking on this Labor Day?
I will definitely be doing some planting, mainly vegetables and about 2 citrus trees. When I'm through, then I'll go help my neighbor.
If I feel the vibes too, I jump in a car and go to Cane River and relax myself.
My church, it doesn't have any roof because they stole the structure, so they're planning to do some work on it. So I'll be down by church. I plan to go home and just fix up my room.
I will go play some games with my friends.
Whether you plan to work in your community, church, or another organization, if your activities include painting of roadways, you may need to check with the National Works Agency first. No pedestrian crossing or other road markings should be done along main roads without the consent of the agency. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says before painting crosswalks, call 926-321-029. The markings, she says, have to be authorized by the NWA to avoid illegal placement, which could cause fatal road accidents.
It is very important that we don't just get up and decide where. They have to be guided by the persons who have responsibility. In this case, it's the NWA. They guide us as to where the pedestrian crossings are really required to be. And so we would encourage our communities to undertake the appropriate dialogue with the respective agencies. It is very important that we take a structured approach and lessen any kind of chaos.
She's encouraging persons to participate in activities on Labor Day, including the Labor Day concert, which will take place at Emancipation Park at 6 p.m. In Kingston, the National Labor Day projects are the Ward Theatre and Central Police Station. In St. Elizabeth, teams will be at the Newell Health Centre, Knoxwood Basic and Slipleast Primary. While in St. Anne, work on the Stairtown Community Centre begins at 9 a.m. In Barrettown, Montego Bay, residents will join the team from the Tourism Product Development Company to spruce up their community center. Remember, you can still collect seedlings from the Forestry Department Nursery in Kingston, Williamsfield in Manchester, or Monique in St. Anne. Call the Labor Day Secretariat under the Culture Ministry and find a project near you at 978-7654, extension 5144. Achieving developed country status in Jamaica will require the proper management of our environmental and natural resources. By participating in a Labor Day project this year, you are helping to fulfill goal number 4 of achieving a healthy, natural environment. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more. Time now for a child protection tip. Make sure you know who lives in your community. Becoming acquainted with the people in your neighborhood creates a network of protection for yourself and your child. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, still don't have a Labor Day activity? If you live in or around the Santoy area in Hanover, join the team from Sandals at the Santoy Basic School. Work begins at 10 a.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.